Verse 29. He it is who created for you all that is in the earth. Then he addressed the heaven, and he gave order and perfection to the seven firmaments. And of all things he has perfect knowledge. In this verse he mentions that the creation of whatever is on earth is for the benefit of mankind. The word khalaq means planning, creation, but that creation in which everything is in its right place and to which perfect planning and engineering has been applied. The letter lam, L, in the word lakum implies the concept of benefit and beneficiary, which means that whatever is on earth, God created for the benefit of mankind. From this point, one understands that regarding the use of God's gifts on earth, mankind has been selected as the prime beneficiary, and in some way will be shown the importance and nobility of his position on the earth and among God's creatures. By the use of the word jami'an, whatever is on earth, God's total self-sufficiency is also illustrated, that he needs nothing, and whatever he has created is for you, mankind. The word istiwa means complete dominance and comprehension of something. So God, in his omniscience, comprehensively dominated and ordered the skies, making them firm and enduring, organizing them as seven heavens. The word sama in Arabic means height and greatness, and in the Quran the term is in most cases used in the plural. But the word ard, meaning earth, is used in the singular. A possible reason for samawat being used in this plural form is that the expression sama has a variety of meanings in the Quran. It is sometimes used for clouds, sometimes for the protective atmosphere around the earth. It can stand for the entire galaxy or all of space with its stars. Sometimes sama is used for the non-material worlds and space, concepts different from the physical world that is tangible and perceivable to mankind. God declared that he divided the skies into seven sections. The word seven can symbolize many, meaning many skies, numerous concepts and worlds. Sometimes the word just refers to the actual concept of the number seven. If this is the case here, it signifies that the skies are formed literally of seven sections or parts. In the Quranic view, the first sky is space with all the planets and galaxies and the sky of this world, while the other skies are non-material and angelic. Then he addressed the heaven, and he gave order and perfection to the seven firmaments, and of all things he has perfect knowledge. Mentioning the attribute Alim at the end of this verse shows us that God's action and dominion stem from his, the Almighty's, knowledge.